Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finance, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Saret Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Saret Sands.
Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee to take away this pain and misery. Cause God, I just can't do this by myself. I need help.
Greetings, 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 and welcome, 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 radio listening audience. I am your host, Saret Sands, and you know God wants you whole in every area of your life. I hope you believe it today, beloved. Well, it is so. Well, we thank you very, very much for tuning in this week to a special broadcast. If you've been tuning in every week, you will realize that we have been discussing a topic, the acceptable fast, and we've been continuing in this topic. We've been delving in. Jumping right in, just really dissecting this word, trying to understand what the Spirit of the Lord is trying to say to the saints, to his people today. I tell you, if you haven't started your fast, I would say it's not too late. I mean, we're going into month two in the year 2016. What is it that you're expecting from the Lord? What do you want the Lord to do for you? I tell you, I mean, we just don't want to keep circling around the mountain. We don't want to be the same as we were in 2015. We want our families healed. We want to come into that place that's been told to us, that wealthy place, that healthy place, that place with nothing missing, nothing lacking, whole in every area, health in three dimensions, spirit, soul, and body. I tell you, I'm pressing through today, saint. I'm pressing through. I hope you'll join me on this journey. I tell you, we have a lot of things exciting for you on this broadcast. I'll be coming to you week by week. Tell somebody to join in. Tell somebody to connect with us. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, dial the number 954-292-4891, www.alphahealthrx.com. I mean, we have a lot of good things that we're doing. We want to just let you, empower you, be a part of what we're doing. It's a movement. It's not just a broadcast. It's not just a ministry. It's not just health and wellness, health and fitness. It's all that, but it's more. Because this is a movement in God. We're trying to communicate the heart of God that he wants you well. He wants you whole in your mind, your will, your emotions, your soul, every part of you, every being. I tell you, nothing missing, nothing lacking. Well, I'm going to go to a quick break, and you're going to hear some announcement from our announcer. We'll come back and talk to you a little bit more about what we're going to cover today, the acceptable fast. What does the Bible say about fasting and the will of God? In many areas that we like to explore, prayer and fasting, fasting for the right reasons. Why is fasting important? And how does fasting affect my relationship with God? So we're going to focus a little bit more on the relationship with God, and in particular, how will we improve the relationship with God? But how many know that in order to improve the relationship with somebody, you got to know what it is that they want? You got to know what's on their mind, on their heart, how they feel about the matter. So you have to delve out of yourself and go into the mind of the other person or persons. In this case, we're talking about the Lord, King of Kings, the great I Am. We want to know what's on his mind today. Praise God. It's the same. He says the same yesterday, today, and forever. But I tell you, behold, he does a new thing. So we want to know what he's doing. And we want to be a part of that. We want to be in the perfect and acceptable will of God. Okay, we'll be right back. I hope you're enjoying this. Call somebody. Tell them to join in today. I tell you, we're going to have a good time in the Lord today.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Saret Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Thank you. I'm back. This is Health by Design radio program. I am your host, Therese Sands. I'm sitting in for myself today. And we want to thank, you know, those listeners who tuned in last week. You can go back and get that podcast. We had a special guest on. Pastor was on, giving us from Bread of Life and giving us Pastor McLeod and giving us a very much insight on this topic of fasting and acceptable will. And also the acceptable fast in Christ. What is the acceptable fast? What does the Bible say about that? And what is the will of the Lord concerning fasting? And now many, you know, people, as we have mentioned to you before, many people fast, and there's different types of fast. A Daniel's fast is a partial fast, and then there's a complete fast, or maybe the person may just drink water. And, you know, and of course, you know, we talked to you about the different types of fasts. And of course, Jesus, he was on a 40-day fast in the wilderness. And the Bible says that they believe that he drank water. But, again, a 40-day fast is a long time, and you need to be led. You know, it said Jesus was led into the wilderness. He was led to go into that fast. So we're not asking you to go ahead and jump right into that unless you feel that the Holy Spirit is leading you to do that. And he's going to have that supernatural grace. And it's going to have to cover you and your whole being to do that because, of course, you know, physically we cannot really sustain such a fast, and our natural physical body is not really capable to sustain itself for 40 days without upsetting some of the metabolic processes, the balances that are in your body. You are a spirit, and you live you possess a soul and you live in the body. And so you have to take care of that temple. You know, the Bible says, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So we have to take care of that temple. So we just want to, you know, you to be wise, but we do what we do at Alpha Health. We offer you a 28-day detox and cleansing program, which is based on a Daniel's fast. And it's a healthy way to fast. And, you know, basically also you go on your journey, spiritual journey. We give you information on fasting as well as you will have your detox and cleansing program booklet. You're going to do your journey. You're going to journal your thoughts. You know, it's just like, you know, going away with God. You, and it's all about you and seeking the Lord during this time. You know, of course, we have the recipes that were recommended based on the day of fasting. It's a healthy way to fast. And, of course, you will be, you know, eating fruits and vegetables, organic, and for 21 days. And the last 7 days of juicing, we have a cell detox vitamin that we recommend to support you and help cleanse out your cells. So we'll tell you a little bit more about that. If you're interested, you know, go to the website, give us a call, follow us. And, you know, of course, you can come out and speak to your group, or if you like to have a one-on-one coaching and health coaching, we'll do that as well. But today, listening audience, we just really want to delve a little bit into this topic about the acceptable fast, and particularly what the Bible says, and you know, your relationship with regard to fasting, and what is your goal? You know, again, we talked about, you know, maybe some people might fast to lose weight because it's something that everyone is doing at the time. They just want to be a part of that, or they may go through the motions, but not really delving in to see what is the heart of God. You know, can I get my relationship to be edified with God? Can I go deeper in my relationship with God? Can I go deeper into the things of God? So we were looking at the chapter in Isaiah 58 and talking about the fasting that pleases God. And the scripture says in Isaiah 58:1-2, it says, shout aloud, do not hold back, raise your voice like a trumpet, declare to my people their transgressions, declare to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and they delight to know my ways, like a nation that practices righteousness and has not forsaken the commandments of their God. They ask me for righteous judgment. They delight in drawing near to God. In Isaiah 58, it confronts us with a paradoxical situation. The people of Israel were gathered together for worship, but the prophet of the Lord is commanded in this passage here, and we see that the prophet of the God is commanded to rebuke them in the strongest terms. Verse 1 and verse 2 reveals the condition that is displeasing to the Lord. and meets with him a stern rebuke. There's an outward appearance of godliness, so these people here were being rebuked in terms of looking, doing things that maybe seem to be acceptable to God, a form of godliness, and it was even a display of intense interest in spiritual things. But all of this was divorced from real life, a life of living a life of obedience. So when we do outward things, and even if we go to a fasting state, that we push back from the plate and say we're going to a time of consecration and hearing the word and hearing and reading the word and consecrating and hearing the voice and listening to hear from God, but if to God and hear what it is that's pleasing and do the things that are pleasing to God, but we have an outward appearance of doing the things that we feel is what God would like us to do, have we ever thought that it may not be the type of fast or the things that God is looking for himself? And in Isaiah 58:3, it says, they ask, why have we fasted? Isaiah 58:3 says, why have we fasted? And it says, but you have not taken notice of it. Why have we afflicted our soul? Speaking to the Lord here. But you do not acknowledge this. And it says, this bewildered worshipers, they raise this question. It says, why is it that the Lord does not acknowledge our fasting or our worship? And then maybe, you know, in this case, and what was surrounding these people, you know, Israel, in times that they faced military crisis, they had gone for, during this time, they had gone for a cause for national unity. And even as they sincerely engaged in acts of religious worship, they were at odds with one another, okay? They were in conflict with one another. They were at enmity, like many of us are today, okay? They harbor bitterness towards one another. They bore grudges against one another, and they refused to be reconciled. The Lord makes it clear that he does not consider the more of offering or formalities or fasting or religious observances and doing things that look to be outwardly okay, but then you can't even speak to your brother or your sister, okay? You afflict your soul, and you feel like you are doing these things to please God, and why is God not pleased? Even today, we must ask ourselves this question. Is God pleased to him when we fast? And then if you could pass by your brother and sister and see them hungry or see them needing clothing or needing food or needing compassion or needing your love or sharing your love and your kindness, and you feel like robbery to do that, to go the extra mile. But it appears that you're doing all the right things. Otherwise, you're attending church, and if they call for fast, you're going on that. But have you thought about, are you hearing from God? What is it that pleases him? What is it that he would like you to do? In verse 6 and 7, it says, is not this the kind of fast I desire, namely to cut loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set free the oppressed and break every yoke of bondage? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? Is it not to clothe the naked when you see him, and not to turn away from helping your own flesh and blood? So even your sister and your brother, if they need help. According to this passage, you know, there may be some, it appears that there may be a discrepancy or disparities that people may see people and maybe look over them. And then people have been enslaved in a system and oppressed, and denying them equal opportunities in society. But it also portrays that portrays them as being released from bondage by a practice of social justice. According to 7, the true religion involves, so this is telling us that the true religion involves the practice of mercy towards our fellow man. So it's not just enough to do things that seem to be apparently okay, or go through formalities, or go through religious practices, but to really understand if your brother and your sister is in need, to go ahead and help out those. And by this way, you are now beginning to see that the blessings. In chapter 58, verse 8 and 9, says, what are some of the benefits and blessings the Lord confers upon those who practice true religion or true spirituality, the true religion or the true relationship that God is looking for? And now we bring it on home, especially in this hour that we're in. God is looking for relationship. He's not just looking for an hour fast or sacrifice. Of course, we know that the blood of goats and bulls and animals was not adequate for our Lord, because he said that was not adequate. He had to send a lamb without spot and blemish. He had to send his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him perish but have everlasting life. So it was no longer acceptable to have a form of sacrifice. And then in this case, in Isaiah 58, a form of godliness or rituals or go through things that aren't really acceptable. So we want to encourage you that as you go on your fast, as you go on your time of fasting, as you go on your consecration time, begin to seek the Lord while he yet may be found, I might add. Seek the Lord for what it is that he wants you to change. Seek him for the perfect and acceptable will for you in your life, and so that you may prove the Lord, prove what is acceptable, and prove what is acceptable in the perfect will of God. Because you find that when you go on your knees, when you go prostrate, when you purge, you say, Lord, I surrender all to you. I give it all to you. Doing this, it's not about me. It's not about going through the motions. It's not about an action, but it's about true sacrifice, sacrificing of my mind, my will, emotions, sacrifice of my very essence of who I am for the cause of Christ, so that yet I die daily. I die to self daily, but I die daily so yet the true me can live. My true identity in Christ can be found so that I can be whole in every area. Oh, I tell you, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm just glad about it, saints. I'm glad about the word today. I'm glad about the Holy Spirit and sharing what it is that he has to say, the acceptable will, proving the acceptable will of Christ. What does the Bible say? And fasting for the right reasons. When we come back, we're going to finish a session of this passage. And as we begin to try to really understand and try to come to an understanding, come to a place, and that's a place in God where we can be pleasing and we can be acceptable in his sight and be in his will. Oh, hallelujah, saints.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, 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 welcome back. Welcome back, radio listening audience. You're listening to Health by Design radio program. I am your host, Sarette Sands. And you know, God wants you whole in every area. I want to conclude in reading in this Isaiah 58. I'm going to start at the sixth verse, and I just want to read for your hearing the remainder of this chapter. And we want to conclude with some key points that are being communicated here. Verse 6 says, is it not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him and not hide yourself from your own flesh. Not hide yourself from your own flesh, saint. Oh, my God. Revealing who it is that you are. And as you go on this fast and this consecration, this time of pushing back, this time of being without the non-pleasant food, that to ingesting those things or to pushing back from those things that will purify the flesh, but also understanding, coming into an understanding of your own self, who you are, so that you can make a change, unveiling yourself, revealing who it is, who the true you really are. As God asked Adam in the book of Genesis, Adam, where are you? Is that you? Or is that you? Where are you? Where are you? God knows where you are today, but he's asking you, do you know who and where you are? Verse 8, then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth. Look at the rewards. The healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard, and then you shall call, and then you shall call on the Lord, and he will answer. You will cry, and he will say, here I am. How many wants to find the Lord today? How many want to know, where are you, God? Because he knows where you are, but you need to know where God is. You need to seek him, because he's yet near you. He's even nigh unto you. And then you shall cry, in verse 9. And the Lord will answer your cry, and he shall say, here I am. Because sometimes you feel, even though God is there, you feel like you can't feel his presence. You can't feel him near you. But he's asking you to turn away, to turn towards him, to get out of your self, your own mindset, examine your soul, your mind, your will, emotions, purge, and then ask God, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. Verse 9, then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he shall say, here I am. If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness. Verse 10, if you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light, then, part B, then, but only if you do part A, extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul. And with regard to that, the favor of the Lord will shine upon the nation, the person, the community, and lift you up to a place, that place in God. Your healing will suddenly and quickly appear, I might add. Just as the wounded flesh is restored to health, the nation, the community, even a nation, even a body of believers that fast corporately together, and they believe and they fast the acceptable fast unto God, you may begin to witness miracles, signs, and wonders before your very eyes. Things that you thought that you would never see, those signs, those miracles. He says, and the Bible says, greater works shall you do. And so this is the acceptable fast, that if you begin to turn from your lust, your desires, the things that has been on your mind, and then begin to hear the heart of God and begin to understand that he wants you to begin to look outwardly from yourself to those who are less fortunate to you, those who are afflicted in their own way. These are the things that the Lord says that he would perfect, begin to perfect those things that concern you. We talked about perfecting of the saints in this millennium. In verse 9, it also presents one of the personal benefits derived from the practice of, you know, those the acceptable will, the things that God really, really desires. Verse 9 presents one of the personal benefits derived from the practice of a close God, that you will call on in Jehovah. You will call on God, and that will give you that true communion, that true fellowship, that true worship, that true place in God where you can be commune with him. You can be with him. And I tell you, that's a wonderful place to know that you're in perfect communion, perfect relationship with God. Verse 12. Let's look at verse 10. It says, if you send your soul to the hungry and satisfy your afflicted soul. Verse 11. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul, even in drought, and strengthen your bones. And you shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water, whose waters never fail. How many would like to have that today? To be like, you know, your bones, to be, you know, even satisfy your soul, and you be like a water, fruitful, full of God, even the water of the Spirit of God, and you shall be fresh. You shall be made fresh. And then those among you, in verse 12, you shall be able to build the old waste places, and you should go and set foundations. And what I like about the word of God here, what it says here in Isaiah 58, is saying that once you get it right with God, once you understand what is the perfect and acceptable will of God for your life, and even during this time of fasting and consecration, as you begin to understand what is the fasting that pleases God, what is the fast that Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace, the God I provide, the God I provide, our banner, the fast that he desires for you, once you begin to understand what that acceptable fast is, then not only will you be able to do a work and a ministry and help to change the lives that are around you, to help to change a community, a church, a community, a nation can begin to change. And not only the change, a superficial change, a long-lasting change, oh, glory to God, for generations to be changed, for generations yet to come. You will begin to stand in the gap. You will begin to make the change, to be the change. Somebody said not only make change, okay, you can be the change that you're looking for. So we thank God for the word of God. And so when we come back, a brief announcement from the announcer, we'll conclude this. I hope you're being blessed. And you can continue to listen to this week by week. We're going to go in next month. We're going to be dealing with, it's going to be Heart Health Month. So we'll be dealing with those physical areas where we can improve our heart health. You know, we'll be talking about supplementation, certain fitness tips, all physical needs. But we're also going to talk about the mission of the emotional component, the emotional aspect of heart health. And we're going to be talking about five pillars of a healthy heart. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back, radio listening audience. We're so glad you tuned in this week. This is Saturday. This is the last Saturday in January. Make it a good one, January 30th. This is Health by Design radio program. I am your host, Red Sands. You know, God wants you whole in every area. I hope you believe that today, beloved. Well, it is so. Well, we're coming back to conclude this broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed this series that we've done this on the radio program, Coming from the Heart of God. And I tell you, as we go out of this program today, and I'm going to give you the last bit of nuggets with you today, I hope you are expecting to be blessed. I hope you desire to be blessed. I hope you really, really want to be blessed. Do you want to be blessed today? Well, hold on to your hats. Isaiah 58:14, in our conclusion, it says, then, after you've done all these things, and you've understood what is at the heart of God, and you've heard, and you've turned your ear to listen. You've turned your heart. You purified yourself during this time of consecration. And you began to Lord. He says, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord. And he said, the Lord says, I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father. How many know you are spiritual Jacob, you're spiritual Israel today, that you have been bought with a price, that your father is the father of faith, Abraham, and the Abraham seed is Jacob, and you are the spirit of Israel. So he's talking to you today that the mouth of the Lord has spoken, that you will ride on high. So I hope you remember this today, that you can begin to move into that place of understanding the acceptable will of God and strengthening your relationship with the Lord and Savior Christ today. Be blessed. Until we meet next time, I will see you on the other side of your blessing in your healthy place. God bless you today. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954-292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at alphahealthrx.com. Again, that's alphahealthrx.com. alphahealth.com. And remember, Alpha Health would love to partner with you. So if you have products or services that you feel would benefit our listening audience, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And let us leave you with this final thought, 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.